Burning Guilt, Chapter 2, by Inger Gammelgaard Madsen, narrated by Linda Elvira. 24 Libero Diapers, Baby Soft, Organic Hip Baby Food, Banana and Rice Pudding, 12 Organic Eggs, and a packet of 20 Green King Cigarettes, confirmed her suspicions that it was Lisa from Venus Road. She had recently given birth to a child, a son, and she always bought organic food and lived a healthy life. The cigarettes were probably for her husband. He rarely shopped. She did not even have to look up. The smell of orange blossom gave her away. That'll be 179.95. Why the hell don't you just say 180? Lisa grumbled. She put her card in the slot and typed her code quickly as she hid it with her hand, so the next person in the line could not see it. Liu Lüge thought the shiny, skin-coloured nail polish was probably organic too. She was already scanning the next items. Cocuts from Polliger, a cartoon of butter from Kærgården, a Carlsberg six-pack, liver pate from Strüns, a glass of jam from Den Gamle Fabrik, and a can of Whiskers cat food, almost exclusively Danish brands. She held out her hand without looking up, and she said the final amount. Old Werner always paid in cash. He did not bother with credit cards, or with that modern silly idea that old people have to learn to use a computer. The government does not even know how to use it, he said. Every day she thought about how predictable people were. Their habits exposed them. Their purchases exposed as much about them as their trash. She observantly noted the names of the brands, because that meant a lot, too. Some brands made cheap items, others cared more about the quality. The people who bought the expensive brands were often more well-educated, had better jobs and earned more. Or they just did not care about their budgets. She enjoyed the red faces of young boys buying condoms. They usually hid them under a bag of candy or something like that. They rarely came in anymore. Either they stopped using protection, or they'd started buying them online, so they did not have to face her. She'd always bothered them by winking or telling them to have fun. It always looked like they shrank several sizes. But why was having sex so embarrassing, or using protection? It did not make sense to her. Maybe it was because she had no experience with any of that, especially since she did not have a boyfriend. She was too fat to get a boyfriend. That was what her beautiful slim mum had said when Liu cried about how all her classmates had boyfriends and taunted her for not having found anyone. "Lose some weight and you'll probably find him," she always said. And she had tried, diet after diet, but nothing had helped. Finally, she'd just gotten used to being chubby, as she had decided to call it, and being single. If her body was all that mattered, she would rather be alone anyway. The cash register made a beeping sound for every item she scanned, the sound of her daily life. Suddenly it stopped. The laser could not read the barcode. She tried scanning the item repeatedly. It happened several times a day. The barcode had been placed in a way so it could not be read by the scanner. She heard her customer's impatient sigh. He was busy, like everyone else in the line. She had not seen him before. Maybe just came in to get a packet of print cigarettes and the newspaper. The barcode was curled up, so she had to type it in manually. While she read it, she saw the headline, "Brutal Hit and Run Kills Police Officer." She typed the wrong numbers and folded out the newspaper as if she needed to read the barcode. There was a photo of him, and she suddenly started shaking. She typed the wrong numbers again. The line became longer and longer, and frustration started spreading.